try to take some of that stress off of Jeff and his staff that are addressing. I mean, Jeff could literally dedicate his entire week to doing variances for these RV parks. So
yeah, and I think the difficult part, you know, for us has been 2 acres. Okay, what about 1.9?
Right.
You know, where do we stand on that? And then we give it to that. And what about 1.8? And you know, mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. I think that well, my other question was on letter. Where are we at? Number 10, letter R, subletter C, I guess is how you say it. It says it's determined by the planning director that the need for temporary housing still exists within the community. So doing that in-house, is there a process in place or will there be a process in place? I know it says that you'll review vacancy rates, but maybe elaborate on that just a little bit for me.
Right now, the only method that we have in place would be to, number one, contact the operators of these parks to gauge their vacancy rates. And that's going to be combined with whether it be code enforcement or someone else that visits the properties to see, you know, are they empty, are they still full, and probably be reaching out to some contacts in the industry to see, you know, is activity falling? Are you pulling people out? And at that time, I would consult with Mr. Hernandez and city administration as to our next step, and probably take that to the mayor's office to find out, is this the right time to end this process, in this provision in the ordinance?
All right.
Further questions?
I'd just like to make another comment. I'd like to echo what Councillor Carter said. And, you know, we have a responsibility to our constituency. We have a responsibility to our park owners. And this long overdue and hardly worked over policy is something that no one is entirely happy with, but I believe all of us can live with. And I think that's a good measure of mm-hmm. A job well done.
We appreciate your work. Further questions for Mr. Patterson? If not, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anyone wants to speak for the